This is day 1709 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi, 1709. Today we're doing Chesh and Mishpat, Simen Shin Samach Zayin, Sifud Aleph, to your tests. Yud Aleph. Hamachzir is a Karen, the buyer, somebody who restores the principle of a stolen object to the owner of a cover. Bar Mishnei Mechamish, he denies the second time the Chomesh, which he didn't pay. Yishmael takes the Shvuah on it. V'nase HaChomesh Karen, the Chol Dover, the fifth becomes principle for all matters. And Shalom HaChomesh, the Chomesh Acher. He made another Chomesh on the Chomesh. Shalom HaChomesh says, Chomeshi Sov, he'll say for love. It's plural. Kumlam made Shemosiv Chomesh al Chomesh. You had a fifth out of fifth. Actually, Smad al Chomesh and Sheikh Barbo. Until the fifth, which he is denying, is diminished. Yishav al Lav, Parash Shabuta, to the extent you the Shvuite, Banaz, and Lesser Shabuta. So, a Kosh will have Yash al Chomesh al Shemesh. Every false oath you take after drink, a fifth and a carbon. Misha also because somebody had a little iron gims for safekeeping. Beton Shabbat, he claims it got lost. Vinishpa, he took an oath. Chazer Behoda, Shuat Zohar, then he went back and confessed that it was actually by him. Because of Beton Shabbat, then he claimed that it got lost again. Vinishpa, he took an oath. Chazer Behoda, Shuat Zohar, then he confessed again that it was by him. Mishlaim Chomish Chol Shvua, Shvua pays the fifth and each of Shvua. Im HaKeren HaEchad, together with this, there's only one principle. And the principle is not repeated. Shema Chomish Yisav, he'll say follow up. The Mlamed again, who teaches us, Mishlaim Chomish Chomish HaKeren HaEchad, he can pay several fifths on one principle. Vashim Metzorach Levi, I'll call Chol Shvua, but then the Ashim will bring each every false oath. Yud Beis, Ein HaNish Ba'al Kvias Mam Mishlaim Chomish, I'll show the Matzmo. Somebody who took a false oath on denying a monetary claim does not pay homage unless he concedes on his own. I bow Adam Bu Amik Russo if Adam come and he sustains his denial. Mishan Kham Bubada be Adam he only pays principal. He has to pay the principal based on the testimony. Vim Sham Slam doesn't pay the homage. Homeshima Corban the Kaparin Boyim, the Chomesh and the Karban come for atonement. Be'enam Avim Piyatzvo. You'll get atonement if you agree to be atoned for. For these barabas him and shin and base, if ches, the Shvuah zu bein bebeisim and shlo bebeisim and shom. This Shvuah, it doesn't matter if you do it in court or take it outside of court. You're still going to be chayv. Okay? Since we already saw that a Gazan who took a Shvuah has to make a superior restoration, so it did not take a Shvuah. Therefore, even if after Shvuah somehow the stolen object became his, according to the letter of the law, for example, you stole from somebody who was from whom you stood to inherit, you took the Shvuah. And then the person from whom you inherited died, and you inherited the Lord's stolen object. Yes, nevertheless, you move, extricate the principle from his hand with the fifth and bring a carbon in order to have atonement. Tom, the reason he became that carbon, since you can't bring the carbon unless you restore the principle, like we saw. Therefore, if the stolen object remains by him. Apishato ain't against him, though now it's no longer considered to be theft. Nevertheless, God mitzvah sashavlo came, and the other eight for the mitzvah of restoration. Vehicle of be carbon, it can't be carbon. Bafkam is man as a shame carbon, even at their day and age when there are carbons. Nevertheless, we are ulo, it's appropriate in the kind of mitzvah shava, fill the mitzvah by shava. If he mashkos have the nicha, but mashikil chazal gazum, possession challa social seed. According to what we wrote, it's understandable that which Chazal were lenient on the Gazan in this matter, that he can do it in a way that he will not lose. As we're commercially bars, we shall see. The Mishum, the Ein Zerak, the Kaim Mitzvah Shavuot, since it's only in order to fulfill the technical mitzvah in this case of restoration, Ein Chashin Imin at Sad Loyev Sibizer, we're not concerned if on the side he doesn't lose as a result. Yudav Zel Lashna Mishnah is the language of the Mishnah. Hagozas Aviv, Kamadav Kuvches, Hagozas Aviv, somebody who steals from his father. Vinishba Loi took an oath to him, the mason he died. Harizan Mishaim Karen, Bechemish Lebonim Achav, you have to pay the principal and the fifth to his other sons or to his brothers. Vinina wrote so Shein Lo, if he doesn't want it or he doesn't have brothers and sons, Lovo Ba'echo Bo'in Ephraim, the creditor. Sorry, he borrows money, and creditors come and collect. Fascinating thing. You pay the brothers, the sons of your father, who are your brothers. If you don't have any brothers, you pay to your uncles. So it sounds like you don't give it to the gods, and should not give it to his own children. It's not recognizable as a restoration. If he doesn't have, doesn't want to forgo his portion in the inheritance, which was includes evidently the stolen object, or he doesn't have property that that he has capacity to forgo his portion. Love him acherim, he borrows from other people. Kishir exhale the amount of the theft. Many from exhale when they collect from the gzela itself. If the stolen object is no longer extant, you call him menel kafishir gzela, they accept from him value, according to the value of the theft. Comes into the shoba. He fulfills this way the mitzvah of hashoba's gzela. Or if he doesn't have an heir who he can discern, v'gam ein lo alternative heir, not himself. The also says have him to borrow. Amu Chazal said, you should put the stolen object in the tzedakah fund. And he should say, Zehu migezel avi. This is what I stole from my father. So that the restitution should be, say, for restoration, should be recognizable. Also give it as a gift to a third party. It's a gift from what I stole from my father. But if you give it to a different heir or to a creditor, you don't have to say it's from my stolen property from my father. Regardless, the restoration is recognizable. Came to Acher Notlon. Since another person is taking it. Avushu no saying, but if he's just giving it, so Shomar has to say it. Says brings down this seems to indicate by Rashi. Pesh Rashi came a rush, Feltura and the Russian tour agree with it. Tesvava, Rambam Periches. Rambam writes a good course about Goizel. And so obviously some people throw his father, but Nishbel, he took an oath to his father, made so the father died. He made an exile came as if the exile is not extant. Only Stein, so it got changed. You make reckoning with your brothers on the principal and the fifth. If you exile Kemis, if the stolen object is still extant, you have to extricate the exile itself, mitachas yodo, from underneath your hand. Therefore, you make you give the exhale to your brothers. When you make a reckoning, there's no brothers. Name says that Gazel Avado, who are yours, it turns out that this Gazel himself is the sole heir. Motzi Exhale Tachz Yodel Lebanov. He does give the exhale out of does extra exhale from his hands. Give this to his own children. If the Gazel has no children, Nosa Bal Chovo, he gives it to his creditor, through a loan, Ol Tzedaka, or for Tzedaka. However, Yotzek Zeh Matzmo Yitachz Yodo, and once the stolen goods have themselves passed out of his hands, Niftar is exempt. Abishinosa Matona, even though he gave his gift, a Prav Chovor gave it as a repayment of an obligation. Vushiyotim Yomer Gezeh Gezel Abba. As long as he tells them, this is my theft from my father. Akalashar. He doesn't want to interpret that to brothers means to his father's brothers. Came to Enem Yosh Medina, since he's a son, he gets inheritance, and the father's brothers have no inheritance according to the law. Lomit to Chazal, why Chazal said he give it specifically to them? He asked him Yoshia to give it to anybody he wants. So therefore, it's to tell you about his own brothers. But they are mace. The children of the deceased, Shem, Yoshin, Gakin, who are also considered to be heirs. See, Ram holds the aim is a mishushu mitzvah after chatchila shabsid me'egzela. And the Ram holds there's no mitzvah, even a preference that he should lose the value of the theft came in Shishlo, after since now it's his. Main Sokra Kaim Bisashova. All you have to do is fulfill the mitzvah of restoration. Lachain, therefore, Shemachzi Lachi, when you give back to your own brothers, Oisarim Chol Cheshbon. You make a reckoning. Makiknag Zela Mosacher Meirusha. And you can impede from the Torah, corresponding to the value of the theft, a different money from the Yerusha. The Vichesh Menachim, based on the amount of brothers. Vim Enag Zelchem, as if the stolen object is no longer extant. Nosi Mechal Kokafi Shovi Agzelim Chomesh. He gives from his portion according to the value of the stolen object. With the fifth, Vachim Nodlem Zdoras Hashav, and the brothers take this as a restoration. Vulokeh Mokam Acher Kenegeze. But he gets from elsewhere corresponding to this. Kafi Chesh Menachim Sheishlo, based on the reckoning of number of brothers that he has. Avuk Shemosa Bon of Lo Shachash. When he gives his own children, there's no reckoning. Teru Batzmo Noitla. Because then he himself is taking it in the final analysis. The butt of God's Mohaim Tami. His children in this respect are like he himself. Koko nevertheless feel it. Yesh Achim, if their brother, he holds that their brother's Tovah says Shim, so Achim Benov, it's better to give to the brothers than to give to his own children. Shiri Yesha Shav, it's more recognizable as the restoration. Yesh Rabbi saying it's really the butt of Koyman Li Yesha, those of our rabbis who said the opposite, that his children take precedence in terms of restoration. Came to the Kayim Rak Mitzvah Sashava, since all he has to fulfill the mitzvah of giving it back. Restoration is a technicality. Lomi say Machem, why should he give it to others and not his own children? This tastes. Ramam ain't afkin, but according to Ramam, there's no difference. Again, since he holds anyway, you're going to hold back from your brothers whatever the theft is worth. Harenu mafsiklum is not losing anything. Zesh Amra Mishnah, as the Mishnah says, him ain't low if he doesn't have. But him ain't low achim, but it means if he doesn't have, he explains it means if he doesn't have brothers or children. For your Sleslaya Kosu vim ain't rotze, and his gears doesn't say the language of ain't rotze. Chose ben Nishma, all this is what you're talking about where he made a shvua. Avlo Nishma didn't take a shvua, answer klum. Was not received, you give him, he doesn't regard anything, like we said previously. Vavshiyeshim is stopping saying those who are not clear about that. Mikomakom keni chaladir, that's primary law. Keni because of a rash with a tshuva, and Rash wrote that in a tshuva, which Evidently Mishnah Melech brings down. Tezayim, b'zeh shkosa Rabbein Ramo, that's where the Mo writes. And Sifei, Yeshim, some say, in on the klum keneg agzela. He doesn't take anything corresponding to the theft. Only if he's impoverished, he can't forego his portion. Love him, he borrows from others. They come and they collect from his portion. This is a perspective, Rashi. But also according to this opinion, where Ramah is saying, it says if he doesn't want. I don't know if the Oh, actually, Ramah didn't bring down if he wants to. And I know he says he doesn't know why the two Ramah did not bring this out. Shita Zudavka Shetchila Lava Machem is specifically when he borrowed first from others in the frame exiloso, and they come and they collect from his stolen object. Mikrei Hashav is called restoration. Avashita Hu Acharka Kenegad Gzela, but that he should take afterwards, corresponding to the Gzela from the other brothers. Nosfer like Rambam, in this respect, they did not hold right. Rambam, they could do this. Bizarro Kai Mashava Cloud coined this event. Apparently, that would not consider be restoration if he got full restitution. You sign Parshas to Gaza, Nishne's gone Parshas Nosa. This Parsha of Gaza, where you took a Shmua, is repeated twice in Torah. It says that in Vaikran, that's in Bamidbar, but Isha Gomer, Isadu's Chatoslam, and Shasu, they should confess their sin they did. Meshia Sashama Barosho, they give back the principal, and they add on a fifth, Nasan Shasham Law, give the person to whom they are liable. Vashamo is a Karen. This is the Karen. Ksiv is Sham, it says that Ain Lish Goel, if the person has no redeemer, Lashiva Sham, I love Hashem, Moshav Hashem, Akoin, then the restoration is made to the of the principle is made to the Kohen. Bilvad El Kippurim Asher Chaper Lo besides the Korban. V'dosh Chazal said, V'chiesh Lo Adam Yisrael She'el Golim. Is there any Jew who doesn't have heirs? El the Kramar Shenikzal Ger. So the Pasuk says where the person who he stole was a Ger, and the censorship puts in here B'zman HaMikdash, when the Gerim were accepted. U'meis V'lo Yineach Bonim, U'bonos V'lo Yosho, and he died without, the Ger died without sons or daughters to inherit him. Chayav Kofar Gazlan, in his lifetime, the Gazlan denied his obligation. Menishba, and he took an oath. Haratzon asked the shul. He wants to do tshuva afterwards. No second. So what he does is, since the ger is no longer alive, no second. Shkomer's lekohanim. We give the principal and the fifth to the kohanim. Shows the mishmar of that watch over the base of mitzvah, which is certain base of mitzvah that week. Haratzon. V'achar may be korban asham miskapelo. He brings korban asham, and he is atoned for. Rumnesha Torah Kora Leged Kenag Zel Asham, since the Torah calls the principle of the theft Asham, Dinoka Asham, it's always like a carbon Asham. She'em Akrim Belaila, becomes a form of Avoda, which can only be done during the day and not at night. Kamochain Amazir Karim Belaila, so too you can't be, give back the principle during the night time. Vachomashil Shechel Zer Belaila, Rachon says the Chomash, you give at night. V'toyah she'agiyah shav putah chol kohen k'shos ha'mishmar. I don't know that. You have to give a shav putah to each kohen of that mishmar, regardless of what you stole. Shemar mushav l'Hashem l'kohen, lo k'si l'kohanim. It says that which is given back to Hashem, to the kohen, and not to the kohanim, not to collect. Shemar mushav l'Hashem l'chol kohen kohen. Has to be a restoration to each and every kohen. Shem shav l'chol korban tzuchim anshe mishmar chay b'neim. Just like in every korban, the anshe mishmar divide amongst them. V'encholin korban k'reg korban. They don't just say, oh, you take this korban, I'll take your that korban. They told korban Jose, but that korban Jose. They don't tell you their korban, because around Perak, you've been mites of korbanos. Moche echokin gezo, can I gezo? They don't divide up, you take this gezo again, I'll take that gezo again. Elam, you call gzeil echokin benem, or the entire, you call gzeil echokin benem, each every gzeil, all the korban, the mishma, divide up. Can you also mat mat? Also, you can't give back little by little. But kol gzeil kachas, you have to give back the entire gzeil as a lump sum. Chacham u'chazal chazal seichli zil chatzon leyotza k'mor korban. If you give back and put in piece in parts, you're not yotze like korban. Rama zayi shmit le zev le dati lom. I don't know whether Rama left this out. U'chaz kol shemach zil kohanim. Before you give it back to kohanim, I'm chliba gazal chapes going the gazal required to. Do a search. Ulai nishar zerma nixav. Maybe, perhaps there are children remaining from the person whom we stole. Yachs don't give back to those descendants. Avshu nixav kotem, but the person who stole was a minor. Answer chapes achrav. You don't have to search to see if there are any heirs. Tkon ena moli kotem cannot conceive. Lachin emar ish. Therefore, it says a man. Yesh lo goel who has redeemer. In other words, an heir. But lo kotem, not a child. Then actually, you can't ask Lama Latur Lamai Kotem Nation and Mother. Why? To preclude Kotem because he doesn't give birth. Hello, Ain Din Zarak Manishba. There's a separate issue here. This halo only applies where you took an oath. Vaksinus Kotem and Ishma. You don't, there is no oath on the claim of a Kotem. Because I'm a Sip test. No. On the Mishkach's law, we have a case. Shekofat's a Nishba. When on your own initiative, you jumped up and took a shvuah, or where the kotlin brought an eid echad, a solitary witness, where lochus eid echad requires a shvuah. It's Tosis, beginning of the eighth parak Sanhedrin. Vein l'shol, and you can't ask man the kotlin most. I ran l'shchiyah, a kotlin has no acquisition. Of no inquiries, very simration. You already learned the b'das chayes makne. If somebody else bestows ownership on him, yesh the kotlin schim the raisa. Kotlin does have a Torah level acquisition. You test. I feel coin out to him, the coin himself, Shagazel also, the who stole from a gear, who may second himself, and the gear died, and the Yoshin has no heirs. Lozocha coin, the coin did not, does not automatically acquire by Gazel Shtaz Yoto, the stolen object which is he possesses. Elamotzi Taz Yoto, he has to extricate it from his hands. Chocha Bakoni B'nai Mishmoro. To all his brethren, the Kohanim, who are members of that Mishmar. Even the Kohanim from that Mishmar, he can't impede it to himself. And he doesn't get a portion. Let's give it to the Kohanim, and that is their portion. And that's it for today.